JT, we were talking a lot of high school football there, and before you know it, we're going to be starting our 77th season of high school football here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. We'll kick things off August 19th, Sandy Valley at Fairless, and then the following night, a Mentor at McKinley for high school football, right? Well, that's the start of the regular season high school-wise. The start of the regular season for the NFL a little bit later, Thursday, September 9th, Dallas at Tampa Bay is the first game. And, of course, the Brownies, their first game, they'll open up the season on the road at Kansas City on Sunday, September 12th, against the Chiefs. So before you know it, football's going to be here, and that means fantasy football season's going to be here before you know it. And to talk all about that and the impact some of these rookies could have this year in fantasy football, let's go to the Wake'em Way hotline and bring in NFL fantasy football expert. And you can follow him on Twitter at NFLExporter. And the website is NFLExporter.com. Lance Goodman joining us on the Kenny and JT Show. Lance, thanks for coming on with us. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. Very excited to be here.
Well, as I was pointing out to my partner, JT, I was just looking it up, Lance. Rookies are huge in fantasy football, especially if you're in a keeper league, right? So the top six picks in this year's NFL draft, quarterback, tight end, wide receiver, okay? So you've got impact players for fantasy teams right out of the gate. So give me your thoughts on, who might be the guy to target this year if you're looking to get a rookie player at one of those positions.
Absolutely. So when we're talking about rookies in fantasy football, the guy that I have the highest on my list right now is going to be tight end Kyle Pitts. Came from the University of Florida, playing for the Atlanta Falcons. He's a guy with his height, 6'4", about 240 pounds, was one of the highest rated players at this year's scouting combine. And when you look at the Atlanta Falcons, a team that's really struggled to run the football consistently over the last couple years, they also lost wide receiver Julio Jones in a trade to the Tennessee Titans. And so for a team that passes the football a ton, does not have a lot of reliable or trustworthy targets that they can count on in a passing game, wide receiver Calvin Ridley is the only other guy there that quarterback Matt Ryan is really going to be looking for on a consistent basis. Go ahead and pencil him in. Kyle Pitts, tight end for the Atlanta Falcons, taking number 4 overall in this year's draft. Immediate impact guy is going to be coming in and starting from day one. Also has some extra added value and bonus because in fantasy football, the tight end position is definitely a spot where you can see a huge disparity week to week, especially if you're facing a Travis Kelce, a Darren Waller, one of those elite tight ends, George Kittle, one of those guys. So Kyle Pitts of the Atlanta Falcons is definitely a guy that you want to target early on.
Interesting. Keep an eye on these rookies when you're considering who might get the most playing time. I'm sure that weighs into it as well. And we're talking to Lance Goodman right now as we're getting ready for fantasy football. Lance, for those of us that are not in a keeper league, it makes me wonder of the injuries last year, and every year you look at it, the running back situation. What do you expect from Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey? Should they have bounce back years? Or when you have injuries like that, are they ever as good as they were before?
That's a great question. A question that is definitely heavy in rotation amongst fantasy football owners. My question to that would simply be, both of those guys, when they've been 100% healthy, have definitely been top 5 to 10 fantasy starters. Christian McCaffrey was number 1 overall a couple years back, was the highest rated running back in last year's draft, really the top overall player. I think he's set and good to go. Saquon Barkley is the guy that I would be worried about the most. Back 2 years ago, suffered a high ankle sprain, kind of fractured foot type situation. And then last year, tore his ACL. And we know that an ACL injury is very difficult to come back from. It's a knee injury, obviously an injury where when you're talking about your knees, you get tackled in that area a lot. You pretty much can't play any sport without your knee. So that would be my major concern out of those two players will be Saquon Barkley. The other thing with an ACL injury, when we're talking about Saquon Barkley, it's a mental injury, right? So outside of him being able to kind of get over the hurdles and physically get back to 100%, it's a mental hurdle that you have to jump over because, again, when you're playing football, especially at the position that he is, guys are constantly flying around your legs, and none of us are going to be able to get inside of Saquon Barkley's mind to know how confident and how much he's trusting that knee. And so both of those guys will be top 10 running backs, like prior, like last year, but Saquon Barkley is the guy who's got more of an injury risk. When it came to Christian McCaffrey, he had a bad ankle twist and then hurt his shoulder. I'm pretty confident he's going to be good to go.
I would probably ask you at this point in time who the consensus number one overall pick is, because I'm picking number one because I stink, but I'm going to go this direction. In a PPR league, what's the best strategy when drafting? Should you go running back, and it circles back to you? Should you take the quarterback? What do you do in order that you don't end up picking first next year?
Great question. When it comes to PPR league, and for those out there who may not know what PPR stands for, that stands for points per reception. So to make fantasy a little bit more fun and diverse, instead of your standard scoring system where you're strictly focused on yardage and touchdowns, you get an extra point, some leagues a half point, other leagues maybe a little bit more, for when a player catches a football. So when it comes to PPR leagues, your running backs are going to be very important because the running backs who get the most volume, meaning outside of them actually rushing the football, they're catching it out of the backfield as well. Those are the guys that are going to have the most value because of how much they're touching the football. So, again, you were talking about Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley. That was a huge reason that those guys, for the most part, were 1-2 last year. You think about a running back like Alvin Kamara, Austin Ekeler of the Los Angeles Chargers. Guys like that who can catch out of the backfield have the most value. So when it comes to strategy, you're usually looking for at least one of your top two picks to be a running back, like a McCaffrey, like a Dalvin Cook, Saquon Barkley, some of these guys we just alluded to, because they have the most value in terms of catching out of the backfield. And then, of course, you're looking at wide receivers. If we think about going back to last year, Stephon Diggs of the Buffalo Bills led the NFL in receptions. Davante Adams, number two, led the NFL in receiving touchdowns. Obviously, Adams this year with the whole Aaron Rodgers situation being up in limbo, he's a guy on the stock market right now that's kind of on the decline. But that's usually the way that people do their drafts, is look for a running back who not only can rush the football and score rushing touchdowns, but can also catch out of the backfield. And then you're coming in number two with a wide receiver who's going to get a high volume of catches as well. Obviously, that order may flip a little bit. You may decide to go wide receiver first, running back second, depending on how your league is drafting. Quarterback is a position that's pretty well at a high premium. So we've been kind of seeing a trend over the years where quarterbacks are getting drafted later and later as drafts go on.
Lance Goodman is our guest via the Wake'em Way hotline here on the Kenny and JT Show, NFL fantasy football expert. You can follow him on Twitter at NFL Exporter. And Lance, I want to go back to the draft because, we see Lawrence, Wilson, Lance go 1, 2, and 3 with the quarterbacks, right? Then it's Chicago moving up to get Fields, and then Bill Belichick and the Patriots get Mac Jones. Out of those five quarterbacks, okay, is it a no-brainer that it's going to be Trevor Lawrence putting up the best numbers this year and the front runner for Rookie of the Year? So go get him, especially if you have a keeper league. Or do you like one of the other quarterbacks over Trevor Lawrence for this season?
You know, that's a great question. And one of the great things about NFLExporter.com and having a guy like me join your show and out there for NFL fantasy football fans, we have a proven formula and recipe to getting the job done for you. So when it comes to the quarterback position, and especially when we're talking about these rookie quarterbacks, you mentioned Trevor Lawrence, number one overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars, Zach Wilson to the New York Jets, Trey Lance to the 49ers, then Justin Fields to the Chicago Bears. I'm looking at the offensive line that those respective guys have. I think you look at the division they're in, right, how tough the defense is that they're going to be facing, and then the offenses they're going to be facing. A lot of times with fantasy football, you want a player, or in this case a quarterback, who may not have a good defense where their defense is going to be getting scored on a lot. which is going to ultimately tie into that quarterback throwing the football a lot to keep up and putting up big stats. So we're not so much focused on their individual performance as we are in terms of the type of numbers they're putting up. Another big thing that you look at is how mobile the quarterback is, their ability to escape pressure, their ability to get rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, and then most importantly, the skill position guys around them. And so when I look at Trevor Lawrence, I think that he is set up for a successful season. He's got a couple good running backs, James Robinson in his second year, really well as a rookie, Travis Etienne, DJ Chark, Marvin Jones, definitely a couple wide receivers who have proven that they're guys who can produce in the NFL. I look at Justin Fields' situation. I like David Montgomery at running back. Outside of Allen Robinson, that's where my concerns lie. I'm not sure how trustworthy and good those targets are in the passing game, right. But out of those quarterbacks we just talked about, Fields is the more mobile. I think Trey Lance, out of all of these guys, is the one who's set up for the most success. When you look at, we know the 49ers have a legitimate running game. I love their wide receivers when you talk about Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and we know the tight end George Kittle is an all-pro performer. Unfortunately for Trey Lance, I'm not certain that he's going to get on the football field this year with Jimmy Garoppolo ahead of him. So I think when we look at those quarterbacks, and I didn't mention Zach Wilson, he's another guy maybe by default because I think the Jets team is so bad. You know, maybe he could put up some good numbers. But if I had to put some money on it, I think Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields would be the way to go. I actually like Fields better as a quarterback than Lawrence, but I think Lawrence as a starter and with the pieces around him, and they have a pretty shoddy defense over there in Jacksonville. I think the opportunities will be there for him. Again, if he was starting from day one, Trey Lance would definitely be the guy to, that you would go with. So I would advise fantasy owners to keep a close eye on what's happening with that maybe quote-unquote quarterback competition out in San Francisco.
Lance, unlike other sports, we like to say there's no I in team, but when we're talking fantasy football, there's definitely an I in this team. And the problem with me is this. When we start drafting our players, you should probably pretty much look at what team they're playing on. Versus, you know, like in the NBA where there's somebody's got to score the points even on a bad team. Like, you know, we talk a lot all the time with in Northeast Ohio about the Cavaliers and Colin Sexton. Well, if a kid can average 24 points a game, he's going to get you a lot of points in your fantasy league. But that's not the case in football. So when we look at the NFL, who would be your division leaders? Who should we look at as far as team-wise when drafting our fantasy teams?
Absolutely. That's a great question to ask, especially the way that the NFL does their scheduling. They usually schedule division games the last 2 to 3 weeks of the season. So when it comes to your schedule, you want to look at the divisions who have the weakest defenses. And so with that being the case, a division that comes to mind is certainly AFC South. We kind of talked about that. You think about Tennessee, you think about Jacksonville, you think about the Indianapolis Colts, really not a dominant defense in that division. So there's certainly some leeway there. I think you take a look at the NFC North with Green Bay, Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit. That's another division where there's really not a outright dominant defense. And then I think one last division that you can take a look at would be the NFC East. You know, you look at the New York Giants, Washington Redskins, Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles. That's another division where, outside of maybe Washington, the Giants came on kind of strong last year. I'm not really sold on any defense who just kind of pops up for a year. So those would be three divisions where I would, you know, kind of look, at least in terms of late season scheduling, where you may have some matchups that you can take advantage of. You know, you think about Detroit's defense. You think about Minnesota's defense. You think about Dallas's defense, Philadelphia's defense, Jacksonville's defense, Indianapolis' defense, Houston's defense last year. Certainly nothing to fear or worry about there. And just to kind of drive the point home, if you had Derrick Henry last year, week 17, played against that bad Houston Texans defense, ended up running for 241 yards, wow, 3 TDs, and was able to win a lot of fantasy owners their championship.
All right, let's turn our attention to the AFC North specifically, all right, Lance, because the Cleveland Browns, this is supposed to be their year, breakout year for the quarterback. OBJ's coming off the ACL, but all videos showing him working out look like he's going to be fine. Juice Landry dropped 15 pounds so he can be quicker. You got the two-headed monster in the backfield of Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. who's the top fantasy producer on the Cleveland Browns this year?
It's going to be Nick Chubb, unless he suffers some type of injury that keeps him out for an extended period of time. Nick Chubb is an absolute stud and bona fide star. He's proven that through his first 2 to 3 years in the NFL. He's a guy right now I have slated number 6 on my overall fantasy draft board. And so I think there's no question about it. I think Nick Chubb is the guy that you can kind of pencil in and circle, where he's a proven commodity. Things change from year to year in fantasy football, but when he's been healthy on the football field, they had obviously last year a change in the head coach slash offensive coordinator situation, and so Nick Chubb is definitely the guy who is going to put up the biggest fantasy football numbers for the Cleveland Browns. He's been kind of chomping at the bit the last couple of years. Could be in position once again to lead the NFL in rushing yards.
Lance, who normally picks first in a fantasy league football draft?
You know, it depends on what type of league you're in. There's so many different types of
leagues. I'll tell you who it is. It's a person. Listen, I'll tell you who it is. It's a person that ends up last the previous year. Who is the number one pick? I need to know.
If you're going number one overall this year, as long as he's healthy and good to go, I think it's going to be hard to turn away from Christian McCaffrey. But the guy who's been the healthiest and who's been dominant really the last 3 years is going to be Derrick Henry of the Tennessee Titans. He's a guy who we all know has led the NFL in rushing the last 2 years, over 2,000 yards rushing last year. They're going to continue to ride him until the wheels fall off. And despite as many touches and carries as he gets, he's a guy who's been able to remain healthy. And so, you know, hopefully he can keep that up. Christian McCaffrey's going to have more PPR value in terms of how we were talking about earlier, catching out of the backfield. So I think you're going to go either way and feel very comfortable in doing that.
Can you tell where I ended up at the end of the last season? Did I spell that out?
First this year.
Yeah. Well, see, here's my problem, though. So in a 12-man league, and you go with Christian McCaffrey or you go with Derrick Henry, you're going to snake back to you in another 20 picks later. You're going to go what, running back or quarterback? Here's my problem. Every time you snake in a draft and you pick one way and it comes back, number 12 gets two selections. You're probably better off picking at number 12 than you are with the number one overall draft pick. The problem is, by the time it comes back to you, a couple of things happen. All the good running backs are gone, so you better take one at number one, right? But so are the quarterbacks. How do I make sure that I don't end up with Jared Goff again?
Well, I would tell you the good thing about the quarterback position, you've got a lot of quality depth. I would say on GP, meaning good principle, the majority of quarterbacks, if we do it mathematically, should, when the smoke dust settles at the end of the game, every quarterback in the NFL should be capable of throwing for 250 yards and two touchdowns.
Right.
And if you build a strong roster in front of them, meaning you've got two legitimate running backs, two legitimate wide receivers, a good tight end, and a good flex play, as long as you can get a solid 16 to 20 points from that quarterback position, you should be good to go. And so in a 12-team league, there's more than enough quarterbacks capable out there. This should get the job done for you. Make sure that you guys hit me up on Twitter and tag me over on NFL Explorer, and I'll be more than happy to make sure that we get you a big-time quarterback.
Go.
Or sometimes the strategy is to get two quarterbacks, and you just have to play the matchups. But we'll definitely make sure that we get you taken care of this year so you don't have the likes of a Jared Goff or a Zach Wilson and you bang your head against the wall every week.
Hey, what my partner failed to tell you, Lance Goodman, is the general manager sucked on his team last year. That's why he was in last place, okay? So that goes back to the top.
No. I got hit with the injury bug early
on. Oh, here we go.
You got an Austin Eckler. He ends up going down, and you're screwed for the rest of the year because you got to get that running back.
Who was your quarterback? Who'd you have? You had Jared Goff last year.
Of course it was.
Yeah, nice job. Way to go.
Kenny, I picked Jared Goff in like the sixth round because, like Lance said, the quarterbacks are going to be around a lot longer. And you don't want to start off with a Patrick Mahomes. You take Patrick Mahomes first, you're definitely going to get locked out and not get any good starting running backs.
I understand. I get it. I'm not doing fantasy anymore because I quit when I was on top. I went out a champion, champions want to go out. But I get where you're coming from on that. Lance Goodman, our guest, You can follow him on Twitter at NFL Exporter, and his website is NFLExporter.com. And Lance, I've got to ask you about the Stullers and their season this year. Defensively, they're going to be outstanding. Offensively, they're starting five new offensive linemen, and they drafted a rookie running back in Najee Harris. What are your thoughts on the Steelers' offense with Harris being the top rookie running back this year?
For me, in Pittsburgh, it's all about getting back to who they are. Traditionally, and I think for all of us, what we've known the Steelers to become is a team that likes to play smash-mouth football, run the football, stout defense, and kind of work off that. And I think as over the last maybe 5 years or so, as Antonio Brown emerged, as Ben Roethlisberger kind of came into his own, you've seen Pittsburgh slowly but surely getting away from the running game and kind of the end result of what we've seen last year, which was a team that's kind of abandoned the run altogether and decided to be a pass-happy team. That recipe will not work if they take the same strategy, which was a lot of dink-and-dump passing. Look, I like the wide receivers with Juju Smith-Schuster, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson. We can even throw James Washington in there. But again, I think to match the identity of that Pittsburgh Steelers, their fan base, their culture, their head coach Mike Tomlin, they've got to get back to running the football. So drafting Najee Harris was a great move by him. I think he's a guy ready to go, can get that running game clicking. But as you alluded to, with five new offensive linemen, that could be something very difficult to do. I think the big thing that Pittsburgh has on their side, unlike last year, it's not a COVID-stricken year. So you actually had OTAs, you had mini camp, you'll have training camp, you'll have some preseason games to try to mesh that together. But that'll really be the biggest question mark, is those five new offensive linemen, how quickly they can gel together, and how much they can get the running game going. Because we know that Ben Roethlisberger, up in age now, is no longer a mobile and nifty quarterback. And if Pittsburgh gets too pass happy and gets too predictable, they'll find themselves struggling like they did at the end of last year.
I have just one last question for you. We'll turn you loose. You know, there's always change in the NFL, and we understand that. And nobody knows what's going to happen in Green Bay. But we also don't know what's going to happen down in New Orleans as well. How is this going to affect Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara?
You know, that's another great question. I think the big effect, and I'm not even going to say, and these guys are actually, when you talk about the stock market, Michael Thomas is a guy right now where his stock is really falling. We know that his great year that he had, really the great years that he had and enjoyed prior to last season, were with Drew Brees at quarterback. We know that Drew Brees, one of the most precise and accurate passers in NFL history. Him and Michael Thomas spent a lot of time together working on that craft. And so with the new quarterback in there, and then it's about trust. The last time that we've seen Michael Thomas, which was last season, missed the bulk of the season with an ankle injury. We certainly don't blame him for that, but we don't want to draft him again and he becomes a bust. And so he's a big question mark, you know, with Jameis Winston and or Sean Hill at quarterback. I do not see Michael Thomas getting the same quality of targets that he got when Drew Brees was at quarterback, but he's still the unquestioned number one wide receiver for the Saints. And he's a guy who's got a great work ethic, has pride. So I'm sure he's ready to bounce back stronger than ever. Alvin Kamara is a guy I would not worry about because he plays the running back position. His level of touches and volume will be there, so he'll be fine. If you're worried about either two, Michael Thomas is definitely the guy because he has to get the football thrown to him, and neither Jameis Winston or Sean Hill are anywhere as close to being the precision passers that Drew Brees were. So that's where your worry or concern would come in with Michael Thomas.
All right, Lance, we wanted to get into some gambling talk with you, but fantasy football took over. Great information. So the next time we have you on, we'll split it up. We'll do fantasy and gambling next time. For our listeners, real quick, we got about 30 seconds. Tell them where they can find information from you on a regular basis.
Absolutely. And I'd first like to thank both of you gentlemen for having me on. It was a pleasure. Please hit me up. I'll be happy to come back anytime. Ken and JT, you guys have an outstanding show here. For fantasy football owners and NFL football fans in general, please visit NFLExporter.com. That's spelled NFLExporter.com. there. I have a ton of great information for NFL and fantasy football. If you look across the top of the page, at one simple click, it'll direct you to all my social media links. And the one that's most popular is on Twitter, at NFL Explorer, spelled the same exact way, NFL Explorer. Don't feel free to start shooting me some questions today.
All right, sounds good. Tell Annie Hoffman thanks for hooking us up, too, and we will talk again down the road. All right, Lance?
Absolutely. Shout out Annie Hoffman. Thanks so much for the opportunity. Everybody have a great weekend. Look forward to a great football season and coming back soon.
We'll get a break in right now here on the Kenny and JT Show. Come back with more. Stay with us.